Welcome to this demo of the PageHap plugin. I'm really excited to show you what we've made here. As you can see, I have a regular website open right here. Once you've installed PageHap on your WordPress site, you have the choice to put a PageHap template over your WordPress pages or blog posts. You see an example here where we've used the social media template with a video playing on the background. Now, doesn't that look awesome? It straight away gives your visitor the opportunity to like your Facebook page. Now, if they don't want to, that's not a problem. They can very easily opt out of this PageHap template just like this. Let's have a look at some other templates, shall we? Here is a fitness or yoga template that runs a nice movie on the background. Here you can see the app template for all your mobile apps. You can simply upload your app and background image. Here's another template. It's called the side-by-side template with a video in the background. Video really improves the appeal and creates more movement than standard pop-ups or calls to action. Check out our announcement template. Or our two-step opt-in template like this one. Or the image template with an image at the top of the page and easy opt-in on the bottom. Just key in your email and click the button. Or what do you think about our video template that allows you to play your YouTube videos and video calls to action to obtain your opt-in? You can basically use PageHap for any niche and any site. Have a look at this nice PageHap for a restaurant. The variations are endless. So let's have a look behind the scenes and let me show you how easy it is to create a PageHap. On the Settings tab of the PageHap dashboard, you can turn on and off the PageHap plugin with a single button right here. After you've activated PageHap, you only have to click the Design tab. You choose a template that you'd like to edit. Let's say we choose the Big Bad Wolf template here. You can upload your background here. Let's take this background. Let me save the template, and I'll call it Test Template. Once you've saved your template, you will find your template under Saved Templates right here. And if you want to activate it, I go back to the Settings page and choose the template that I've just created. You click Save, and you're done. And if I now refresh the page, it will open the newly created PageHap. And on the template, they have the option to opt in or opt out. And this is a two-step opt-in template. So if someone wants to opt in, they click the button here and enter their email in the next step. And if they don't want to, there's always the opt-out button on the bottom of the page. And they can continue browsing your website. Inside the dashboard, you also have the option to choose where you want to show your PageHap. If you want to show it on all pages or certain pages. You can choose not to show the PageHap if the user has already seen it once, or select a time frame to show it again. To pick your best PageHap, you have the option to perform A/B testing within the PageHap dashboard. Just select your PageHaps that you want to test, save it, and now half of your users will see the first PageHap and the rest will see the second PageHap. Based on the results, you can then select the higher converting PageHap. In the OTO 1 version of the PageHap, we will include an import and export function you see here to go together with the agency license so you can serve your customers with full page PageHaps. With the import export feature, you can simply export templates and import them on another WordPress site. This makes it a lot easier for you. The Insights tab can show you how many impressions were shown, how many emails you collect over the period you installed the plugin, and what your conversion rate is at the moment. And this concludes this demo. Thank you for watching.